Okay, we're on Tess, Zion, Ahmed, Baze. Okay, probably about 10 lines from the bottom on the well, the thin lines, the last two. So, Maceve, we're asking the cash up now over here. I stopped early, so I'm going to go back. Actually, it's actually good. We're actually not. We're going to start from a couple more lines up. We're from Amma, Rami, Bar, Chama. We're going to start from there. Amma, Rami, Bar, Chama. Says Rami, Bar, Chama. Shma mina, you can hear from this. Smicha b'chol koichoi be'inan. You need to do smicha with all of his might. I mean, he has to put all of his weight on the animal. The isa g'daitach. Because if you thought, lo be'inan b'chol koichoi, you don't have to put your whole weight on it. Maika ovid. What is he doing to the animal, yeah, that will be prohibited? Lismuch, he could do smicha. To lightly rest one's hands on an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov is not problematic because you're not actually using the animal in a major way. So that was never prohibited. So by the fact that they're arguing about this, it must be that you're required to put your whole weight on the animal. So ask the Gemara. Meisvei. We got a kasha from a braisa. It says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael. This is talking about smicha. It says, speak to the sons of Israel. V'somach. The next pasuk says, V'somach. And you should place. Okay. So, comments the braisa. B'nei Yisrael. The male sons of Yisrael, somchen, do the mitzvah of smicha on a korban. V'ein b'nois Yisrael, somchois. And however, the ladies, they don't do smicha. This is not a mitzvah for ladies. Okay. So now, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel, Omrim, they say, the nois Yisrael, the daughters of Israel, somchais rishus, they may do smicha. Yeah, it's like kind of a, it's optional. They're not commanded to, but it's optional. We allow them to. Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, he relates an incident. Sachli, he spoke to me, Abba, my father, Elazar, his name was Elazar. Pam Achas, one time, Hayolonu, we had an eagle, a calf, Shel Zibchei Shlomim, of a Korban of a Shlomim, the heavy Nuhu, and we brought it, Le'ezus Nashim, to the ladies' side, Le'ezus Nashim. The samchu alav, and the ladies did smicha, noshim. But a disclaimer over here: lo mipnei she smicha benoshim. It's not because women are required to do smicha. Rather, ella kedei la'asoyis, in order to do nachas ruach lenoshim, to give the women nachas ruach, a nice feeling. Okay, that's the end of the braisa. Comments the braisa. V'isal k'daitach, and if you would have thought, smicha, the mitzvah of smicha, b'chol koichoi, with all of his might, b'inan, we require, comma, kind of, mishum nachas ruach, because of, right, making the ladies happy, the noshim, avdina, we do, avoida, we basically work for kodshim, we use this holy animal, so that can't be, because you're not allowed to work with a sanctified animal. And if you would be leaning on an animal and not in the place of a mitzvah, it works out that you're working with an animal. So comment.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
The brisa that the read that the sons of Israel should lean his hands on an ola offering, aren't the Mefarshim talking about a chagiga offering, which are two different things?
It's the same thing with regards to, for this point, it's the same thing, though smicha. The question is just when a person is required to do smicha, does he have to lean his full weight on it or not? And yeah, and over here was actually with the women was a shlomim. On Yom Tov, right, you need a chagiga and an oiler, both. Anyway, so we see over here that, so comments the Gemara, right, by the fact that Ella, Lav Shem Aminah, don't we hear, Loi Be'inam B'kol Choychoy, you, by the fact that the women are allowed to lean on it, yeah, it must be that they just leant on it lightly. Right? Because if they would have leant on it heavily, that means they would have been benefiting from a korban. They would have been like, as if working with a korban. So how did the women lean on it? But it must be they just leant on it lightly, which is not problematic. That clicks. Again, that we said the women are not commanded to do smicha, right? But we just let them do it.
Is that what you're saying?
We're basically analyzing the Brisa, and it says in the Brisa that we know that women are not commanded to do smicha. Nevertheless, they did it. Okay, so we say that it must be that if they did it, right, it must be they only leant on it lightly. Because if they leant on it with all of their might, yeah, then they would be transgressing, benefiting, or working with a korban. But you see over here...
Why do you have to bring an example of that for women? Why can't we bring an example of that for men?
No, because men, it doesn't. If it's a mitzvah, it doesn't matter. You're allowed to lean on it. You're not considered work. If you're performing the mitzvah of smicha, you're not working with the animal. You're doing a mitzvah on it.
And the women aren't doing a mitzvah. We're just saying it's a mitzvah.
Because they're not commanded to. So, and if they're not doing a mitzvah, so therefore, if they're leaning on it fully, then they'd be working with it. So that can't be. So it must be that they only leant on it lightly. So we see over here that when you do smicha, you only lean lightly.
Okay.
I go back a line, yeah? The east, right? Four lines down from the wide lines. And if you thought, smicha b'chol choychoy, be'inan, you're required to do smicha with all your might. Okay, mishum nachas ruach, just to make the women happy. The nashim of din and avoda, we do avoda. We work with this korban, b'kodshim. That can't be. So Ella Lav Shmamina, we hear from it. It must be the fact the women actually didn't lean on it 100%, and therefore you don't need all kocho. And they did a smicha, a maisa shchita, because it was but it was enough to lean on it lightly. Let's carry on and maybe it'll click, okay? So the Gemara is doicha now. It says le'olam eimalucha. Perhaps I will tell you ve'inan v'chol choychoy. Right, you need to perform the mitzvah of smicha. You need with all your might. And then we just say to the women, to amrin lahu, akfu yadaychu, put your hands on the animal lightly. So basically, we said over there to the women, you know, please, you could here come. We'll bring it over here into the Ezra's Nashim Beauty of the Smicha, but just got to rest your hands on it lightly. Don't lean on it heavy. So therefore, they don't do work with Kodshim. But ask the Gemara. This is a question now. E hachi, if that's the case, right now we're quoting the Brisa. Lo mipnei shel smicha b'nashim. That was a quote of the Brisa. It said because women don't do, the Brisa tells you there's no mitzvah of smicha b'nashim. Typically, the Brisa could have said a more fundamental reason, like a disclaimer, to eina l'smicha klal, because seeing as the women only rested their hands on it lightly, there's no smicha. You have to say there's no mitzvah of smicha with nashim, because the women didn't even do a smicha, because they only like gently placed their hands on the animal and didn't mess up its fur. So now, so answers Rav, listen, answer now. Amar Rav Ami, says Rav Ami, Chada Ra'od Kamar. Now actually, you've got to understand the Brisa in the following way. It's saying two points, one, point one and point two. That's what it means, Chada Ra'od Kamar. Okay, Chada, point one. The Leisa Le Smicha Chalal. Right, when the Braiser said there isn't Smicha in Noshim, it meant because they didn't do it, they only rested their hands on it lightly. That's how we re-understand the Braiser. Because they didn't do a Maisa Shchita, a Maisa Smicha. They only rested their hands on it lightly. And point two, V'oid, Hidei La'asuz Nachas Ruach L'Noshim. The other reason they did it was because we wanted to make the women happy. So the disclaimer was this, yeah? Basically, now we understand the Braisa. We brought over a korban to the Ezra's Noshim, right? Not that there's smicha in Nashim, because they didn't really do it properly, because they didn't rest their hands on it fully. And second of all, the whole reason we did this was to make them feel good.
But at the end of the day, we don't require smicha. That's what we're saying, no?
Everyone agrees that you don't need smicha with women. That's clear.
What's the difference? Who women? So it's not a din in the korban. It's a din in the gava.
Again, women are not required to do smicha, right? Okay. But there's a pro
in the person doing it, not the din in the animal. It's not the korban requires smicha. But you have to do, the person doing it has to do smicha or not.
Good point. You mean if a woman had to bring one, she doesn't have to do the smicha. Yeah, it sounds like that. Correct. Okay.
I thought, isn't the maisfei just coming to prove that you have to do smicha with all your might? Isn't that the reason why we had a... Why did we bring the maisfei? Because it's coming off the back end of the...
Yeah, it's coming to disprove that.
Yeah, it's coming to disprove.
Correct.
Sorry.
That's correct. That is correct. So, how do we disprove that? Basically, we all agree that women don't have to do smicha, right? So if women don't have to do smicha, if they would lean their whole weight on an animal, there's just a separate prohibition of you're not allowed to work a korban. Like, you can't take an animal that you set aside for a korban and work it in your field, right? You can't take an animal, that you set aside for a korban and ride on its back, right? So now, if you're leaning your full weight on this korban, so you're using the korban, yeah, which is a prohibition. So if you're doing smicha, then you're not working it with animal; you're doing a mitzvah. But women, everyone agrees that there's no mitzvah for women, yeah, to do smicha. So if they're putting their full weight on this korban, they're going to be working with it. So you won't be allowed to do that. So if they did this smicha, it seems to indicate, yeah, that they didn't put the full weight on it. Because else it would be awesome. So basically, as the Gemara, they didn't put the whole weight on it. They just put the hands on it lightly. But the problem is that doesn't sound too good in the Braisa. It doesn't sound like in the Braisa. It sounds in the Braisa like they put the whole weight on it. Like it says, there's no smicha benoshim. Right, sounds like they're not obligated. Why would you think they're obligated if they just rested their hands upon it? If they just like patted the head of the animal, you don't think there's any smicha. It's coming to say no. That's what he meant. That there's no smicha benasha, meaning because they didn't even rest their hands on it fully. They basically didn't even do a maisa smicha. I think it's gonna. If we run through it afterwards in the Chazar, I think if we get a flow, it'll go. You know what I mean? It'll go easy. I think we got a bit. Okay. So I'm gonna go to the end, the last bit, and then we'll go over. You can ask me questions on the thing. When you read it over, I think it'll go flow. Okay. So Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Shma Mina, you hear from this? Stadin. So this is a new point now. Okay. Relax. New point. Okay. Says Rav Papa, Shmomina, Stodin, Asurin. Now, like this, it's also to benefit to work with an animal. Okay? How do you normally work with an animal? You normally ride on its back, right? So, normally you don't use an animal's ears for anything. The certain parts of an animal you generally won't use. I have no use for a cow's ears. Don't mind anybody else. Okay? So, some people want to say that the prohibition of using an animal are only the work areas, meaning out of the back and things like that. But maybe certain parts of the animals would not be prohibited. That's actually a machlokus in Gemara Shabbos, okay? Which it also has the relevance to trees, climbing trees on Shabbos, or using a tree on Shabbos as well. Okay, so says our papa, Amara papa, Shmomina, Stadin Usurin. It's also even to use the side of the animal. To Isal Kadaitach, that if you thought Stadin a Mutorin, to use the sides of an animal or mutter. Now, Goris, the Bach over here. You see the Bach adds in. Smash it like Rashi also is like this. Look at the Bach on Aleph. He says, Mismuich Arosha. I'll give you a practical solution. Just do the smicha on the head of the animal. And if you do the smicha on the head of the animal, we'll say the same point. Therefore, you wouldn't transgress the shvus if the head would be mutable, because the head is considered like a non-work area of the animal. Right, so you see from the fact that you're not allowed to do a practical solution to suggesting just do smicha on the head, that even the head is osa, so therefore all areas on the animal are prohibited to use, therefore we see studding osurim. Okay, Ella, so carrying on the Gemara, Ella love Shmamina, so you hear from it, studding osurim, by the fact that we don't let him lean on the head, that even the head is osa to use. And the head would be considered studding the side of the animal. Now, Rav Ashi rejects this. He says it's not conclusive what you said. Rav Ashi Omar, he says afilu teimad studding mutarim. Generally speaking, to use the sides of the animal, meaning a non-work area, would be mutarim. Yeah. However, the head is different because kol. To Bahadi, that anything that is with Gaba on this basically the back, I mean on the same level as the back, Kagaba Dami is like the back. So basically, seen as the head of a cow is on the same level as the back, therefore that the head has the same halachas as the back. But if you would use like the rib cage or something, I mean on the side, the flank or something of the animal, that could be permissible. Okay, we're going to stop there.